This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Is there a resistance movement or resistance moment? I definitely don't want to be standing at the station when the whistle blows that the train is moving out. I have to admit that I have my ears perked up at every sound to try to hear whether it's the thundering feet of a movement or just the sharp cry of a moment. I'm too jaded in this work to see congressional town halls as the birthplace of the next revolution, but I don't want to be blind to history either, and a snippet of the news like the one that follows makes me sit up straight and stand at total attention. In fact, some of the most formidable and well-established organizing groups on the left have found themselves scrambling to track all of the local groups sprouting up through social media channels like Facebook and Slack, or in local huddles that grew out of the women's marches across the country the day after the inauguration. That's interesting. When the people are moving and established organizations and institutions are having to work overtime to catch up with them, that's a very, very interesting sign. In a time of a movement, it may be difficult for this kind of activity and anger to be channeled in the way that these same organizations and institutions are hoping to move the stream. It's good news, though, for lower-income families among the 30 million taking advantage of the Affordable Care Act that many of the flags being waved as elected representatives slink home from the congressional chaos are focusing on saving health care. There are other signs, too. When seasoned organizers report they've expected 200 at a meeting and 1,000 showed up, as my generation said, you don't need a weatherman to see which way the wind is blowing. The Times also reported on other barometers that people were in motion. Anti-abortion demonstrators in some cities this month were met with much larger crowds of abortion rights supporters. At a widely viewed town hall meeting held by Representative Gus Belarcus in Florida, local Republican Party chairman who declared the Health Care Act set up death panels, he was shouted down by supporters of the law. And perhaps most interestingly, an organizer for Planned Parenthood posed the question plainly as she tries to ride this wave of momentum. It doesn't work for organizations to Bigfoot strategy. It's not the way organizing happens now, said Kelly Robinson, the deputy national organizing director for Planned Parenthood, which is fighting the defunding of its health clinics. There are bigger ideas coming out of the grassroots than the traditional organizations. If she's right, that's a call to arms for all of us to get ready to move, because grassroots activity needs formation, planning, resources, and direction in order to win. That's not Bigfoot. That's soft touch, listening, and work on the ground that takes a moment and helps make a movement and births new organizations and great social change. When that whistle blows, we have to be all on the train. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.